My name is Melvina Sorensen. I was born in St. Stephen, New Brunswick, and I was 8 months old when my family moved out to Lulu Island, which is what Richmond was called back in the day. My father was interested in farming, and I had three great uncles that had started a blueberry farm in Richmond. My father appreciated having outdoor work on the farm as opposed to office work. He was in charge of the box factory at Ganong's Chocolates in New Brunswick and worked there for several years, so he was quite happy to be outside. And he was able to assist the three great uncles that were in their declining years back in that day. So my father gave up his job in New Brunswick and moved out here with myself and my mom and bought some acreage himself and eventually built a house and that me and my four siblings were raised in. Then he had a big packing shed built in the back of our property where we packed the blueberries in the summertime. Of course, we picked them as well. But being a daughter of the boss, I got to work in the packing shed. A lot of people wanted to because, of course, you were inside where it was shady and nice. I enjoyed doing that and got paid $5 a day working from 8 till 5, which was a long day. But, of course, I'd go to the house and have lunch. And it was great fun being raised on a blueberry farm. I think I appreciate it more now that I'm older than I did when I was young. Friends would come over and lots of property to run around on, and we never dare complain to our parents that we were bored. I had four siblings, two brothers and two sisters. Unfortunately, my father passed away at 57, so I was 17. My youngest brother wasn't even in school yet, but I figure growing up on a blueberry farm was very productive. My father was a member of the blueberry co-op, and they often backed the big trucks up to the packing shed at the back of our property, and I'd be loading these great big lugs of berries out to the truck. Strong. He had a woman in charge of the packing shed because Dad was often leading groups out to the field. He'd hire over 100 pickers every summer, which isn't done anymore. They have automated picking machines, but we worked and we cleaned them and we left there with blue tongues and blue fingers from the blueberries. And I often wonder now, being an adult, how my mother ever managed those blueberry stains with all of us kids, because she made pies and muffins. And of course, I know now when I have blueberries, I drop one on the carpet, forget it. You gotta get out the carpet cleaner. I to this day love blueberries. And my brother, youngest brother, still has 2 acres of that farm. But when my father passed, Mom got rid of the farm within the year. She couldn't deal with it. You know, she was just always in the home looking after us kids and baking and cooking and that sort of thing. When I left home, I ended up spending 30 years working for the Richmond School Board, which I entirely loved, working in the elementary school system. After I retired, I got a job working for 4 years at the Richmond Hospital doing baby clinics, youth clinics, and drug clinics there. My husband and I did a lot of traveling after we were both retired, and now I've just been offered a job in the last 2 months working at Jetlag in Staveston. I went for an interview with the owner and she hired me on the spot, said, "Can you start tomorrow?" So there I am, Saturdays 1 till 3 working at Jetlag. That's pretty much up-to-date story of my life.